Yesterday, it was Mark and Dawson Halverson with Jason Cairns, but today, it's Mark and Jason. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tuesday morning, May 10th. One of my high school friends preceding me to 58, turning 58 today. Happy birthday to Chris Barber over in Minnesota today.
The years just pass.
Ah, they do. Yeah. Days, weeks, months, years, life. Boom. So there you go.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, let's see. We're going to wrap up Colossians today, so that's ahead. But first of all, I did not get a chance in yesterday's short five-minute visit, which is usually 6 minutes, to talk about my wholeheartedness awakening. So here's the story. I heard an Easter message where the just this year, right? So from last month, where the speaker had said that made reference to that we're all narcissistic. And sometimes, I think a lot of times we'll think, oh, that's a special select few egotistical people. But then following up on that, Chuck DeGroat, who you are a big fan of.
Right.
He posted this little comment. It's amazing sometimes just a little seed will just do a lot in your heart and your mind. He just said this. He said, folks have asked me if I'd write a book that offers an antidote to narcissism in the church. And he goes, I did 6 years ago. And it, you know, again, this is not when narcissism comes to church. That was a later book from him that talks about narcissism affecting, you know, and the all nine of the Enneagrams. But this is referencing the book that you champion more than anybody I know, Wholeheartedness, Busyness, Exhaustion, and the Healing of the Divided Self.
Yeah.
And so it awoke in me. Like, I got to go back to this. Like, I've interviewed Chuck DeGroat on that book before I went to Africa in 2016. I've talked with you, but I've never, like, I never finished it. And I know you'll find that hard to believe.
I can't imagine that there was a book that you did not finish.
Okay, I don't think you find that hard to believe. I think you find it hard to believe that, like, you love it so much and you've read it multiple times, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. Yeah, you know, so that's, it's such a good book. And it's interesting in that book that he touches on kind of his own narcissism in Wholeheartedness. And, you know, and I think that this idea of being divided, of, you know, trying to hold these multiple ideas or identities in place can lead to a place of narcissism. And I, you know, I think that statement that we're all narcissists, I think we are all at risk of being self-centered, of thinking that we have all the answers. And, you know, so for folks, I think it's a great book. I have read it multiple times, and it's really, I think it's good stuff in terms of becoming a whole person. You know, and I think even just the subtitle about kind of dealing with busyness, exhaustion, and the divided self is important. Whether it's in ministry or other areas, I think we can spread ourselves so thin and we can lose sight of who we are in the process.
Yeah, and so what happens is after that, and, you know, the seed is sown with that comment from him, and I'm going back, so I read it aloud to my wife from where I'd left off, kind of in chapter 5, chapter 6, and then picked it up more on Sunday and just letting it sink down deeper and going, I think by doing recovery groups and adult child groups and our Saturday breakfast, I think I've been doing some of the work already because it is like, I think what happened, you awaken to, I mean, this, here's the chapter, right? I mean, it's understanding our whole story. I mean, the pursuit of wholeheartedness is an inside job, but it's also about these broken pieces. And you're not going to put them together. I mean, it's like the Holy Spirit takes you by hand, right? And it's a slow process, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think even as we were talking about on Sunday or on Saturday when we had breakfast, that, you know, that our friend Larry Crabb would say that, you know, the journey is a transforming journey. It's not about becoming transformed. You know, ultimately in heaven, that's where we reach, but it's an ongoing journey toward wholeness.
Well, it's funny you mentioned Crabb because I think there's a lot of similar, you know, Inside Out and some of the subsequent things. I mean, I think there'd be a lot of agreement there. And even Dan White Jr., who were fans of turning 45 yesterday, I put a post up very meaningful, substantive post. If you're my friend on Facebook, go check it out. It's like 10 things he's learned by the age of 45, and he's a pretty wise guy. So, all right.
Yep, I agree.
Tell you what, I still want to close out Colossians today, so give me Colossians 4:18.
Yeah, it's a short little verse. It says, here's my greeting in my own handwriting. Paul, remember my chains. May God's grace be with you.
Huh. That may be short, but the writer of Letters to the Beloved goes a little longer. Colossians 4:18.
Normally, yeah.
He says, Paul closed the letter writing in his own hand, which helped churches know it came from him. His last request was that they would pray for him, too, as he remained under lock and key. His final four words were, grace be with you. Remember that his first words were grace to you and peace. Above all, Paul wanted them to remember that life with me is all grace from beginning to end. Beloved, walk in that reality. Oh, that's a wonderful way to end there, Jason.
Yeah, thank you. You know, and I just channeling Paul there, who, you know, you read his letters, and that's just a message that comes through again and again, as he just repeatedly champions that notion of God's graciousness and how that, I think, has an effect on our day-to-day lives.
Mm. Setting up this song from Christy Knuckles, Your Grace Amazes Me. Thank you, my friend. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning on Wholeness Wednesday. All right. WWIB. All right, WWIB, recapping the weekend. And you had a long one, I guess, a three-day weekend. So how was it, my friend?
Yeah, you know, the weather was absolutely gorgeous on Saturday, which was wonderful because we had a lot of Mother's Day shopping to take care of. And so, yeah, a lot of errands running out and about. And then on Sunday, it was time at church, time in Rice Lake with my mom, time in Dallas with my mother-in-law. So splitting some time there. My brother Josh came all the way over from St. Cloud, Minnesota to surprise my mom. He had stuff going on the day before and had to work the next day. So he made that 3+ hour drive and surprised her, showed up right after church. So that was a really nice surprise, and appreciate him and him making, especially with gas at $4.19 a gallon, which also happened over the weekend. I appreciate his sacrifice to show some love to our mom. So yeah, that was cool to be able to see him. We played some throw burrito and poor Cooper
Throw burrito?
Yes. It's
never heard of it.
Oh man, we'll have to play at some point. Credit to Val Siegenthaler from McDonald for introducing that new game. She also introduced our family to Taco Cat Goat Cheese Pizza, which is another fantastic game. But throw burrito is the new one.
You impress me every time you can rattle that all off consecutively.
Yes, so. It is a lot of fun. Think Spoons, if you've ever played the game Spoons. Think Spoons meets Dodgeball, but with foam burritos. It is fantastic.
Wow.
It is a great family game. It's a great party game. I would highly recommend it. So, yeah, played that, had some great food. My father-in-law cook out on Sunday. And then Monday took the day off because I knew, again, a lot of the focus on Mother's Day would be for my mom and for my mother-in-law, deservedly so, but wanted to be able to do some things as a family and celebrate Lindsay yesterday. So we called it Second Mother's Day. Nora repeatedly wished me a happy Mother's Day instead of Lindsay.
Okay.
So we were trying to get that figured out.
Okay.
But, yeah, again, we were dealing with some sickness and had an unexpected doctor visit and things like that, too. But still, we were able to salvage the day at the very end and went over to Mycon Cinemas. Always a great experience. Love the smell. Love the popcorn. Love everything there. And Sonic the Hedgehog 2 was a good family movie. It was fun. We enjoyed it. So we saw that together. And then capstoned the night with some Olsen's ice cream because with what's going on with Cooper and some tonsils and things like that, the doctor actually prescribed, said ice cream would be a good idea. And Cooper thought that was a fantastic doctor. So
there you go.
We followed the doctor's orders and
there
went to
Olsen's. That's pretty nice. Time for Tuesday Trivia, your chance to win. The studio line wide open in a moment here once we give the question. 715-723-2555, 723-2555. We start off there, and if we can get the answer, great. If not, we move to the text line.
Yes, indeed. Here's our prize this morning, $20 in pizza. Gift certificate for $20 to Sammy's Pizza, London Road, Eau Claire. You just have to get your pizza before the end of May. So, 715-723-2555. Thinking this could be a stumper, but you guys have surprised us before.
Yeah, it's kind of a tough question, and I will try to refrain from being overeager on the wrong buzzer this morning.
Here's our query today.
Yeah, this is the question. There are about 1,000 of these in the U.S. each year. What is it? There are about 1,000 of these in the U.S. each year.
Every year in the U.S., about 1,000 of these.
Mm-hmm. Give us your best guess, 715-723-2555. Right on the air, we'll put you 723-2555. There are about 1,000 of these in the U.S. each year.
What are we talking about? The WIB Wake Up Show Tuesday Trivia, WWIB 715-723-2555.
I'd sure love to win a $20 gift certificate for Sammy's. Good morning.
Hi, is it tourist?
Is it what?
The tourist.
Tourist. Oh, tourist, tourist, sure, okay, so about 1,000 tourists. It's not tourist, nope, but thank you and try again for sure.
She's such a sweet little girl, I'm not going to give her the wrong buzzer.
All right, about 1,000 of these in the U.S. each year. There are about 1,000 of these in the U.S. every single year.
Is it tornadoes?
Is it tornadoes?
Mm. Yeah, that's good a really guess. Good guess on the good news guess. Last night with the tornado watches, et cetera. No, it's not that.
And it's not weather-related. We'll just throw that out there. Not right. Weather-related.
There are various hints we might be able to give along the way, but that's the first one, not weather-related. Good morning.
Well, I was going to say people struck by lightning.
You want a bonus guess? You can have a bonus guess.
Yeah, because it's not that.
That's all I got today. But
all right.
I think
all
it is about 1,000.
Right. Think about it. Call us back, 715-723-2555. Trying to give somebody $20.
Yeah.
A gift certificate to Sammy's Pizza, London Road, Eau Claire.
Good morning.
Good morning. Is it earthquakes?
Is it earthquakes? It's not earthquakes. Nope, not natural disasters or anything weather-related.
Yeah, it's not weather-related. It's not natural disaster-related even. Good morning.
It's not people who call a radio station trivia contest and hang up, leaving them stuck with a dial tone. That happens way more than 1,000 times per year.
All right, 723-2555. Should we give a hint? Should we give a clue?
I'm trying to think what a good clue would be. I'm not opposed to giving a clue, but...
All right. There's one that's coming to mind that's not too specific. Hi.
Hi. Is it, cows? Like, that's random, but cows?
Is it cows? It's not cows, but you call us back and try again, all right? It is not tourists, tornadoes, earthquakes, or cows. There are about 1,000 of these in the U.S. each year. It's not weather-related. It's not natural disaster-related.
I'm going to say this, Caleb.
Okay.
That hospitals are frequently involved with this, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So there we go. There are about 1,000 of these in the U.S. each year, and hospitals are frequently involved. I wouldn't say always, but frequently.
Frequently.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
So there's a big hint for you.
For $20 in pizza from Sammy's in Eau Claire.
Well, our little friend, I mean, she's called a couple of times, and I just don't have the heart to give her the wrong answer buzzer.
She's going
to
get it. There are about 1,000 of these in the U.S. each year, frequently. Most of the time, hospitals would be involved with this.
723-2555. Other we're going back to music, but I see we're getting Sherry is on the line this morning. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning. Is it attacks or bites by wild animals?
Oh, attacks or bites. You know what? We found this show. I forget what channel it's on, but it's called Something Bit Me. It's not a good show to watch before bed, but man, there was like a hippo attack. Crazy
wow.
Stuff. No, but it's not what we're
Caleb,
looking for.
Caleb, I waited for your story.
You did wait for the story before the buzzer. I appreciate it. Thank you, Sherry. Try again.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right. How about, like, somebody getting hooked with a fish hook?
Hooked with a fish hook. No, not hooked with a fish hook. But hopefully you're hooked on this question. Because it's a stumper so far.
Hopefully you're hooked on this show.
Yeah, there are about 1,000 of these in the U.S. each year. There are about 1,000 of these in the U.S. every year. Hospitals, very, very likely to be involved with this.
Good morning.
Good morning. Would they be bee stings?
Not bee stings.
That's a great guess, but
not
bee
stings, but thank you for trying, John.
All right. Good morning. About 1,000 of these in the U.S. each year. Hospitals most often involved. What is it?
Triplets.
Who is this?
This is Greg from Augusta.
Greg from Augusta, you are absolutely right.
Way to go, Greg. What gave it off that it was triplets?
Just wild guess.
That was a great wild guess. Yes, about 1,000 times in the U.S. every year is the birth of triplets.
Way to go.
Can you see, like, again, like we're trying to figure out how many clues do we give? Because
yeah.
You could go anywhere with this question. Anywhere.
Yeah, right.
Greg from Augusta.
The hospital did it for me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well done. We're going to set you up with $20 in pizza from Sammy's in Eau Claire. Greg, how about that?
Super. Thank you.
Greg, have you eaten at Sammy's before?
Oh, yeah.
Ah, good.
Said my middle name.
There you go.
Terrific. All right. Hold the line. We'll work out the details. And thanks for playing along, everybody. Well, this caught my eye this morning, Caleb. Dolly Parton to star in a what?
Well, a musical, which doesn't seem that odd.
Yeah.
I could see Dolly doing that, sure. But a musical about fast food put on by Taco Bell and a musical about fast food put on by Taco Bell about a menu item that sparked public and internet outrage when it was removed from their menu. Didn't know that. She's got a wide portfolio, I guess.
In fact, we will feature her coming up with Zach Williams. But the satirical musical is based on the true story of the internet losing its mind after the fast food chain Taco Bell removed Mexican pizza from its menu in late 2020, according to the screenplay shared on Parton's Instagram post. It's inspired by TikTok star Victor Kunda's viral video in March parodying what a dress rehearsal of the musical would look like.
Wow, I missed all of that. I'm not on TikTok, so I don't know. And here's the thing. I can understand some certain upheaval over treasured, beloved fast food menu items being released because I did struggle with it, and I rarely go to KFC.
Yeah?
Rarely. But I struggled with it when they took away the potato wedges. And I don't go there very often at all, but I thought, but in case I wanted some potato wedges, I want you to leave them there. Even if they're not making you any money, I want you to leave them there just for me. So I understand. I've never tried the Mexican pizza. I love Taco Bell. Don't love how the prices have all gone up, but I love Taco Bell. But I've never tried this, but I can understand. I can relate with the internet a little bit on this.
If I can expand beyond fast food to Texas Roadhouse took away as one of the veggies.
Not the
or side. No, not the rolls.
Okay.
But they took away like some... what they did with their beans was really creative.
Yeah.
And they took that away. It's like, what do you mean I can't choose that as an option? Anyhow.
And the poor server's just like, I'm sorry, sir. There's about a dozen other options to choose from. But
first world problem.
Right? Yeah. We can, you know, purchase all the food that we want all the time, but we're upset because our convenience food items get taken away.
Dolly has been vocal about her love of Taco Bell.
I didn't know that.
As is also a fan of the Mexican pizza. So in January, she said in an interview that she thinks it should be brought back to the menus. And so the musical's written by Hannah Friedman with music by Grammy Award-winning songwriting duo Abigail Barlow and Emily Bear.
This is legit stuff.
Yeah. So look, write it down in the calendar. 7 o'clock Central, May 26th, the big release a week after Mexican pizza returns to its menu.
All right. I'll give them credit for quite the marketing ploy.
I mean, they must be learning from Oreo because Oreo knows how to get a product mention all the time.
Sometimes we look to folks who've been on the planet a little bit longer than us for advice, right? And sage bits of wisdom.
Yes.
And we have an author who actually was kind enough to write down a whole bunch of things that he'd learned in 7 decades on God's green earth. And now we want to just reveal some of those to you.
Absolutely. Kevin Kelly has written these 103 bits of advice I wish I'd known. Starting off with, about 99% of the time, the right time is right now.
There you go. From author Kevin Kelly, 103 bits of advice I wish I had known. He's a writer, author, photographer, and conservationist. He says, don't ever work for someone you don't want to become.
Also, don't keep making the same mistakes. Try to make new mistakes. And I told you off air, I love this. I heard J.J. Redick complimenting Giannis after getting stopped a bit more than usual the first two games of this playoff series with Boston. Giannis said, I love failure because that's when I learn. What a great line.
Right? I wish we all could have that attitude.
Yeah.
A few more bits of advice here. Anything you say before the word but does not count.
Yeah. Okay. here's another tip. Whenever there's an argument between two sides, find the third side.
There you go. From a septuagenarian, 103 bits of advice I wish I had known. It's the duty of a student to get everything out of a teacher and the duty of a teacher to get everything out of a student.
You could say the same thing with coach and player maybe, huh? How about this one? The biggest lie we tell ourselves is, I don't need to write this down because I'll remember it.
Oh, my goodness. I still fall for that one.
Wise.
Speak confidently as if you are right, but listen carefully as if you are wrong.
Here's another tip from a 70-year-old. Half the skill of being educated is learning what you can ignore.
How about this one? What you do on your bad days matters more than what you do on your good days. Character.
I love this one. This is one of the reasons I said, can we do this? He says, buy used books. Love it. They have the same words as the new ones. Also libraries.
There you go. I love this one. You can be whatever you want. So be the person who ends meetings early. I would also add, sometimes it could just be an email. Not everything has to be a sit-down.
Recommended book, Patrick Lencioni, Death by Meeting. Okay,
yes.
Two more. If you loan someone $20 and you never see them again because they're avoiding paying you back, That makes it worth $20, yes, he says.
Right. And finally, from 70-year-old author Kevin Kelly, 103 bits of advice I wish I had known. He says these are just a smattering of them. He says copying others is a good way to start. Copying yourself is a disappointing way to end.
There you go. Some good tips on the WIB Wake Up Show.